Nolte, Trump convention delivered 25 million more viewers than Biden's. By John Nolte on August 30, 2020. Over its four-day convention, Donald Trump and the Republican Party earned 147.9 million viewers and raised $76 million in cash, reports Fox News. Over its four-day convention, Rabbi Joe Biden and the pro-riot party that wants to confiscate your guns and force nuns to pay for abortions earned only 122 million viewers and raised just $70 million. That means, and feel free to recheck my math, I went to public schools. After all, Trump earned a whopping 25.9 million more viewers than Rabbi Joe and $6 million more in cash. Are you surprised by this? You are if you're still stupid enough to pay any attention to the establishment media. Which brings me to my next question. Why are you still stupid enough to pay attention to the establishment media? In an effort to stop the spread of fake news, I won't be linking any of this, but the following headlines are indeed fair analyses. Feel free to duck-go them. Knlaw, Biden hits Trump where it hurts, in the convention speech ratings. NPR Welfare Queens, Democrats beat Republicans in convention television ratings. Something called Salon, Trump's Republican National Convention was a ratings flop. HuffPost, despite all those fireworks, Trump still had lower convention ratings than Biden. Forbes, in battle of convention speech ratings, Biden beats Trump. Not a single one of those headlines is true or accurate. They are all lies. Bald-faced lies. Over those four nights, more than 25 million more people tuned into the Trump's convention than Biden's. And will you just look at those media headlines that claim the exact opposite? A few of those stories are caveated with, well, admittedly, harumph harumph, we don't know the streaming numbers, harumph harumph, yet, but. Which only makes it worse because it proves they know their own headline is a lie. Sorry, but if you don't know the streaming numbers, you don't publish that headline. This isn't 1996 when people are dialing into AOL. This isn't even 2012. This is 2020, and if you are not counting streaming viewers in a country of 330 million where, this is not a typo, 60% of the public are comfortably with streaming TV, then you don't have the numbers. In the year 2020, declaring a winner in the ratings without counting streaming viewers is like declaring a winner in a football without knowing the score of one of the two teams. It's a farce. No, it's a lie. The media lie. Dear God in heaven, how they lie. That's all the media do anymore is lie. The headlines above are not an oopsie. They are lies. And believe me, there are plenty more where those came from. Whether it's Hands Up, Don't Shoot, Brett Kavanaugh, Covington, Fish Food, Russia Collusion, Mostly Peaceful Riots. The media lie and 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 lie. It's to the point now, where I have literally stopped believing everything reported in the media, and I doubt I'm the only one. My default position is this story is a lie, and it almost always is. In the case of some of the above headline, I didn't even have to wait for the final viewership numbers to prove the headline was a lie. All I had to do was read the story itself. Take Brian Tater Stelter's Knlaw story. The headline reads, Biden hits Trump where it hurts, in the convention speech ratings. But the story itself admits Nielsen's data sets count traditional TV viewership across America but largely leave out streaming and other digital forms of engagement, so the picture is incomplete. Emphasis mine. In other words, I don't know the final score of the Super Bowl but the Patriots won. They won. And the other team sucks. Sucks. Heaven knows I've made my share of mistakes over the years. Never, though, have I done what Brian Stelter or the rest of these fools have. Which is to deliberately attempt to mislead people. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.